Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Okay, good to get a win. Hard to win in the NFL. We knew it was going to be tough. It's a good team, good quarterback, good defense, so on and so forth. So really proud of the way the guys worked this week, how they stayed together in the game, even though it didn't always go our way. The game's going to ebb and flow as it did, and thought the staff made some good adjustments. And we came out on top. So all three phases contributed, which is good to see as well. And we get ourselves ready for Thursday night. Time's yours.
Hey, Sean, the decision to make Keon healthy scratch today, what went into that?
I think it's been out there. I believe Joe was he was late for a team meeting, and so that was my decision.
How frustrating is that when this has occurred more than once and you've already tried to send that message to, you know, how important it is to be on time and to be in those meetings?
Yeah, it is disappointing, but I still believe in the young man, and we get to a certain point and I've got to do something. I try and give the guys some, kind of a strike approach. Hey, you get a chance to show that your teammates that's not really who you are, and then when it happens again, then I step in. So I believe he will learn from it. He takes it seriously, and he will move forward in a way of growing from this. And that's the whole goal.
Sean, you got Gabe in the game. You got Shavers more opportunities. What about what they contributed to?
Yeah, good to see. Really good to see. And, I mean, Shaves, you know his journey. I believe it was one of the touchdowns in the first half, Shaves made a huge block down, I believe it was their sideline. It may have been on a screenplay, actually. And that's a great team player, right? And the way he subscribes to that, the effort he gives, run game, pass game, screen game, that's important for us. And then to get Gabe, I mean, Gabe's been on this journey. I don't think people know how hard he's had to work to get himself back. And I have a lot of respect for him, and he loves playing football. He's a football player at heart, and just the energy he brings to us. You know, Josh has a good rapport with him, obviously built up over the years, so it's good to have him here.
Sean, with the short week, just one more key question. With how well the offense played today, would you see him sitting out Houston too?
I don't want to go there. It's too early right now for that. It's one day at a time, one week at a time, and we go from there. So let's start by him learning from this, and we get on the same page, and then we move forward, and then we can talk about who's up for the game and who isn't.
Who got to play today because of that?
Well, I believe you saw who was out there, right? You had the normal crew, you had Joshua, Khalil, Gabe.
But there was
Shaves,
such a mix and guys coming
Nicole
in and out
played.
I wasn't sure like who would have.
Well, it happened later in the week. So there was, I thought Joe on the offensive staff and the players did a really good job of most of the game plan's already in with players playing in certain spots. So their adaptability was very impressive, as well as Joe's as well. So.
Talk about winning in all three phases of the game. What did you think of the return game today? Ray Davis not so involved in the offense, but some massive returns, and obviously Harden making a great first return.
Yeah, explosive, really explosive. Very impressed. That was the vision. Great signing by Brandon and his staff. And I mean, you felt it, right? Very first one. You know, it's like he was shot out of a cannon. And we'll see how he's doing and see where that takes us over the next couple of days and weeks here. So, but Ray Davis stepped in and certainly did his part, which I really appreciate, being a good team player. And you know, you see Ty getting involved on the offensive side, Ray getting involved on special teams, James catching the ball out of the backfield. That was really good. Really good game plan by Joe and the offensive staff.
Sean, what does the emphatic bounce back from what happened last Sunday say to you about this team?
Yeah, they're learning how important it is to get themselves ready to go every week. We knew this was going to be a tough game. I mean, Baker's a heck of a quarterback. Todd does a heck of a job coaching his team, talented football team. And, you know, I think I said earlier in the week, they took a 19-play drive against an opponent early in the year to kind of knock them out. So there's a very resilient team. But this showed some toughness, which I like. We got to be tough if you want to win, and you want to win down the stretch. You got to have an element of toughness about you. And I saw some toughness from our team today that I loved.
It feels like in these games there's usually like a turning point or like a pivotal moment, and Cole may have made that play today. What have you seen in his development the last couple weeks? Because these seem to be reoccurring at this point now.
Just he's playing super confidently, flying around. He understands, you know, where he's supposed to be, when he's supposed to be there. And again, you're talking about a player in his second year, middle of his second year, just, you know, or somewhere thereabouts or beyond that. I mean, you know, it's how a player develops. You want them to be great coming out of the box, but, you know, it just takes time sometimes for these guys. And that's why we coach. You know, our coaching staff, our defensive coaching staff, led by Joe Dan in this case, has done a phenomenal job with Cole. And Cole's a student of the game. He works at it. He learns. He grows. No different than all of us, right? So nobody's perfect, but you want to continue to work and grow and learn from situations and experiences.
Bishop has that experience of Poyer next to him now, but when you lose Hamlet and Rapp, where are you in terms of where his development of as a coach, thinking, all right, how's he going to handle being the man now?
Cole?
Yes.
Is he the man?
No, he seems to have found another gear at a time when you needed him to find it. He just, I'm sure it's not coincidence, it's all the work that leads up to it, but that he found that gear at a time when he needed to find it.
Right, and Tim, you see, like, when I get a chance to see different times that people can come in, and he's one of the first ones in there and one of the last to leave every day. So he invests time, and usually, it may not happen right away, you see the fruits of your labor, one. And then two is, when you're working side by side with Jordan Poyer every day, I mean, that is impactful, right? From a routine standpoint, habits, how the game's supposed to be played on early downs. I mean, there's just so much experience in Jordan. Jordan, I think, was one of the top tacklers we had tonight. So, today. So, I really appreciate that about Jordan, too, because the way he's impacted some of these young players.
The stops you got on defense in the fourth quarter to close out that game, did it really start with starting to win more at the line of scrimmage?
Yep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, first half, the run game was not good enough. Second half, we did a better job winning first down, some of those first down runs, getting them into some second and seven plus situations, and then it was winning third down after that. Baker made a couple scramble plays again, but we changed some things up again. So I'm really, really happy with how both sides adjusted staff-wise. Offensively, I think we were averaging, 3.8 on first down. We end up with seven yards on first downs. And then defensively, they were averaging 7, and they end up at 4.6. So obviously something changed, which I credit the staff and the players for that.
Sean, what did you see in T.J. Sanders that gave you some confidence to play him some at edge, too,
yeah,
on the outside?
Well, again, it's you know, you're coming back, and we're trying to figure out where players are needed the most, and a player that has maybe a skill set that could go outside. So, you know, we carried, we carried 9 into the game, which is about what we normally, usually it's 5 and 4, 5 outside, 4 inside. So we felt like, you know, with Landon's injury last week, we needed to find a player that could do both in terms of getting us out of a jam. And then TJ ended up taking some kind of normal reps there. Thought our D-line coaches did a good job getting him ready. And credit to him, too. He came in and was like, hey, whatever you want me to do, I'll do. And so that doesn't happen a lot, especially for a player who's so young.
John, I'm sorry if you were already asked this, but downfield passing today, what, I don't know, I missed the first few minutes. If you didn't answer that, what opened it up all of a sudden today?
If it was one thing, I'd tell you right now, Sal, I'm going to use the coach cliche of I got to look at the film. And it's, but again, it's the ball finds those that work hard and when you quarterback and get into a rhythm. And so it's, you know, the old line, I thought, did a really good job of giving Josh time. And so he had some time to maneuver and operate back there. And Josh stayed pretty patient back there as well. So there's not one thing I could say to you right now.
Coach, in a game like this where so many momentum swings, right, how fun is it for you as a coach when, you know, it really boils down to that competitive edge?
Fun, yeah, it's fun to compete. It is. It's fun to compete. That's part of the reason why we do this at times, you know. But my heart could use something a little bit a different type of game. But again, this win right here, as they are all hard to come by, this win right here showed me how tough we are. And there's a lot to be said for a tough football team. So we'll take them one at a time.
Is that something?
When you mentioned the run defense in the first half,
yeah,
just was there anything Tampa Bay was doing or anything that you guys could work on there just for it to be more like it was in the second half?
Well, sometimes things are happening and unscripted looks, right, that we may have not have seen. And so in the second half, once we put our eyes on things and, hey, this is what's actually happening, then the game can slow down for the players when we can communicate that to the players. And the players did a phenomenal job in the second half and Bobby Babbage, you know, Ryan Nielsen, the D-line coaches together, all the whole defensive staff really came together and were really on top of what we felt like they were trying to do to us in the first half. And sometimes in the second half, people will repeat, they will repeat those successful runs, and now the second time around, we were able to stop them. So it was good to see in a much-needed adjustment.
Coach, we're going to talk about the back end. Cam Lewis, that pass breakup that he had, it's really not getting talked about. That was a big play there. Just how impressed are you about your back end today, their performance?
Well, all together. I mean, just their resilient group. You know, the run game was getting us, I mean, 136 in the first half, end up with 202. But that, I think that was the difference in the game. Catherine made the point of the run game. And when you have a good receiving core like they do, it's, you know, you don't want to have to commit eight in the box to stopping the run because it leaves you exposed outside. In this case, we had to do it, so that meant the back seven was going to have to make plays in one-on-one situations, and they did. And made some important stops on third down in particular, like you said.
Sean, your 100th NFL win, what does that mean to you, and what have you learned over the course of your career that has gotten you up to this 100 win?
Yeah, very grateful, number one. Glory to God, all of his blessings. This is a team honor, it really is. Brian and myself being here for the time that we've been here, his staff, my staff, collectively as an organization, very grateful for it. Never is about one person. Like any win, it's about the team. So we learn, we grow, we move forward, and we're grateful for the opportunity.
Sean, during the week, Tim was asking about Baker, not only the way he physically plays the game, but just kind of the emotional.
Yeah.
9 lead changes in this game against Josh and Baker kind of going back and forth. Any surprise that that's the way this kind of went?
Well, you know, when my heart started racing, I'm just glad it didn't end up in a bad situation, but I'm thinking, why is my heart racing? This is what you've been talking to the team about all week, right? And so why am I surprised? But that's good NFL football, and that's high-level competition, and that's what we do it for. That's the rush. Jim Johnson years ago, defensive coordinator in Philadelphia that I learned under, we'd be sitting there before a game, and, you know, as coaches, you're sitting there and you can't play anymore, but you're still – you get kind of, you know, the anxiety or whatever. You just kind of get that feeling before a game. And you know, at the time I was younger and Jim would say, hey, I can't believe I still do this because it's this feeling before the game. And you're like, why do I do this to myself? But then once you get out there, you know, for all, you guys have competed, right? You're on the platform and it's like, this is what we do, right? It's this... I don't know, adrenaline or what it is, but it's high level of competition, two great quarterbacks, two great teams, and, you know, it's, but yeah, why do we do that to ourselves? I don't know, but sure makes it a lot more enjoyable when you can get a win out of it.
Sean, given that, what you just described and what you said about learning about this team, learning about itself, toughness, importance, got a short week now to get ready for a whole different deal. So how does that work into the plan of where you're literally going to start the prep in minutes from
now? I'm going back over there and try and say hello to my family and then either put my kids to bed and come back or just stay here to start the next game. So life in the NFL doesn't slow down for anyone, so we get back at it after it here in a couple minutes.
Okay. Big games from Josh over the years, but they typically haven't come following a rough start. So just how impressive was it to see him battle back after, you know, a couple bad plays, and then he, you know, really turns it on and finds that next game?
Yeah, I mean, you guys know Josh. He's hard to stop, and you know, we all know how last week went, and you know, probably a better question for him. But the Josh that I know is very. I mean, he will not be denied. That's the type of competitor, type of person, type of teammate that he is. So. And it wasn't just Josh, all 11 guys on offense, and then guys that were rolling in there thought did a phenomenal job. Joe and the offensive staff, same thing. So this is a good team win right here, but we got to learn from it and continue to move and grow as we move forward here. All right, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean.
Old Bishop, you still come in here and talk to
me. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.